Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. A few days ago, I found myself standing up to my knees in the sea, cursing my heart out, cursing at the board, cursing at the kite, and cursing pretty much at everything that was going on around me. I was learning how to kite surf, and I've actually been trying to learn how to kite surf for quite some time. I started a couple of years ago in the beautiful place in Sardinia in Italy, on a beautiful lagoon with straight winds, and actually I thought I was pretty good. But then I came back to the Netherlands, and I don't know how your geography is, but that's way up north, and a lot more wind and a lot more waves. So I was trying to relearn how to kite surf, and that actually didn't go over all that well. I got a huge amount of water in my face. I dropped, I almost clashed into somebody else, and I was basically ready to give up. And to be honest, this is a fairly recognizable situation. When I set my heart to something new, whether it's skydiving, whether it's capoeira, whether it's learning how to juggle or ride a unicycle, I love putting myself in front of challenges. And inevitably, when I try to learn something new, I get to the point of being so frustrated, I want to give up. Well, one of the qualities that has made a huge difference in my life is the ability to keep going when the going gets tough, to have the resilience, to have the grit, to have the tenacity to keep pushing forward even when things don't go automatically. And that has to do with the sixth challenge in the seven challenges: frustration tolerance. Being tolerant for the fact that pretty much anything truly worthwhile, truly, you know, meaningful, will have some frustration to go with it. Because if it came easy, you probably wouldn't be doing it for very long. You wouldn't persist for very long. But it's the fact that you acquire it after working hard, after pushing hard, that's what makes it worthwhile. The thing is, with a lot of gifted kids, they don't know that area. They just run into challenges and they give up. And why? Because they haven't faced a lot of challenges that took up a lot of their time yet. And this is one of the core things, and kind of fits in with motivation and a lot of things we've been talking about in this podcast, is building up your ability to push through when the going gets tough. And the way to do that is in small increments. Like if it would take me another 500 hours to learn how to kite surf, I would give up. But because it's kind of like feels right around the corner, if I'll spend a couple more hours, if I push just a little bit more, that will make a difference. That's the reason why I keep pushing. And actually, I spent quite a bit more time now on kitesurfing than I did on, you know, jumping out of an airplane. That took me probably, what, like 30, 40 hours. I'm probably at like 90 or 100 hours for kitesurfing. And because that growth, that leap, like I've been able to grow into challenging myself for 100 hours and then getting better, again, getting results. So where in your life, where in your kid's life is frustration tolerance a thing? Is frustration tolerance being tolerant for the fact that it is going to be challenging, that it is going to take tenacity? Where is that, you know, showing up? And where would pushing through and just holding on a little bit longer make a huge difference? I committed myself to kitesurfing. I committed myself to make a water start, make a run, go back the other way. And when I have mastered those two things, then I'll be able to give up. Then I will allow myself to give up because I've pushed myself through the biggest challenge that is holding me back. And I already know, once I've conquered those two things, there's no way I'm going to give up, because then you get to the fun part. How can you implement this in your life? How can you implement this in the life of your kid? What is the next threshold, the next obstacle? Like if you jump that, you will have shown to yourself, you show resilience, you have not given up in the face of adversity, but you shouldn't keep going forever, right? I mean, I had a parent who came in and said, I'm trying to teach my kid how to play the hobo, and apparently it's a really hard instrument, but they want to give up immediately. I'm like, well, that's, you know, we should push forward a little bit. I'm like, well, how old is your kid? And she's like, he's 8 and a half. And I'm like, how long have you had them practice? Like for 2.5 years. And how much of that 2.5 years has been fun for them? Well, probably they've been struggling since the beginning. Well, then you're pushing them too hard. I think of some of the previous exercises talked about matching and stretching. So you do want to kind of like tune it into a level that a kid can deal with it. So look at your life. Where could frustration tolerance make a huge difference? And, you know, how can you stretch a little bit further to both stretch up your personality and your ability to deal with challenge, as well as dealing with the situation at hand? Good luck. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.